12:06, Sunday night. We're starting Hilchos. It says on top Hilchos Brachos. Hilchos Brachos Hashachar. Hilchos Davening, we called it. Simin Memvav. Dinei Brachos Hashachar. Ubo Tesu Ifen. Mishnah Berurah starts off with the statement. Let's just look in the Mishnah Berurah. Kodem Bo'ol Beis HaKnesses. Before he walks into shul, Bochu Adayim Ba'achotzer Beis HaKnesses. And we saw in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, he should really have his, in the morning, he should already have his talis and tefillin on. Yomar, he should say, B'Beis Elokim Mahalech Barogesh. Barogesh meaning with trepidation, with trembling. V'yargish, v'yir ta'atzmo, v'yikonsol v'beis ha'knesses, merov pachto. He should feel a sense of awe that he's coming into the Beis Hashem. He's, you know, when you have an audience with the king or with the president of the United States, here, Taka, I don't know where you go. You go to the, you meet with, there's no chashivus here. But you go into the White House. But that's a different fear. That's the Yom Hadin fear. The Yamtin and wait, the Yishema'at, and he collects his thoughts. The Yomar, a pasuk that we really say in conjunction with Matovu. We say Matovu Alecha Yaakov Mishkanecha Yisrael, and then we say this pasuk when even of Chastachov of Yisachov Eshtachavei Leichal Kachichav Yirasecha V'achakachi Kones. He steps in, and some say he says it, and then he walks in, and then he says it again with Matovu. Akoponim. What's the point? The point is I don't know anybody that says this, and if they do say it, they say it because it says it in the Siddur. But that's not a good thing. So if someone were to ask me if he should do this or not, so I would answer, it's only a good thing to do if you feel the feelings that it says. But if you're just going to do it, then there's no point. Then the person's going to ask me, but doesn't it say Chitzonius Moiris Apnimius? So maybe if I do it, I'll feel the way you're supposed to feel when you walk into shul. Maybe I should do it. So I would answer, you have a good point. But that's only but realize that that's only true. Chitzonius is only Moiris Apnimius when you have that as a goal. Senechanami. Even if that's your purpose. If that's your purpose, then it's true. It will create that. But if you're just going to do it, because it says it in the Mishnah Berurah, but you're not doing it for the purpose of creating the feelings that you're... Mishnah Berurah is talking to people who feel that way. So you're supposed to make the feeling real. That's another nakuda in halacha, in psychology, in musar, in avodas Hashem. That if you don't actualize a certain hergation that you have, then they dissipate. You say, "Oh, I feel a certain way," but then if you don't do anything to actualize it, so it dissipates. So you're supposed to come in, and you're supposed to say B'Beis Elokim Malech Barogesh. You're supposed to think about what those words. That's what you're supposed to do. So that's the ideal. If you don't feel that way, so it's not an Eitzah. You could say these Tzukim. It's more important to work on creating the feelings than to say the Tzukim. That's what you should be working on. You should be working on feeling that the Beis Knesses is a place that you're having an audience with the Melech, and and you're trembling. You don't know if he's going to, if you're going to find favor in his eyes. If you're not going to find favor in his eyes, if, this is the mokum tefillah. Maybe it's easier to feel that way when you have special bote knesios, where you don't learn. Now we combine all of our bote, except the yekis. All the bote knesios are bote medrashos also, so there's also svarim there, there's also learning there, so there's also talking there, and drinking coffee, and all the things that are mutter to do in the base medrash. Maybe it's kedai to have just the base knesios. We almost bought that plot of land, you know, we tried. But as far as them are, they tried to buy. We were going to have a base classes and a base medrash. Okay. Anyway, but that's the din. Why am I spending so much time on it? Because you learn this and you feel bad. Well, you look around and you don't see anyone saying these psukim. And a chanami, you have to work on creating these feelings. And then, if you hold the feelings, you could say it. You could say the base of the kimalech barogesh. We do say Matovu. Hashem ohavtim yom beisachum mekomish kank vodecha. We say those psukim of Matovu. There's no Matovu anywhere. It's a collection of psukim that are supposed to be ma'orah a person. What were you saying?
I think I said many times that if it's not in the siddur, you say it, even though you don't feel it, or even though you don't.
Not this.
This is
I'm talking about psukim de Zimra. No. Maybe I don't know. This you could say there's no harm done, but I don't know. This is more like slichos. It says like toy mad for kabona, ma'abish loy for kabona. There's certain things in tefillah, and there's certain things where if you don't feel that way, it's almost sacrilegious to just play the part, unless you're doing it for kabona that the chitzonia should be more of the pnimis. You have slichas is like that. It's mashma from the Rambam that tachanun is like that. Mashma from the Rambam, like there's a certain level of kavona by tachanun that's like more than the rest of tefillah. Almost as if like, and if you don't feel, if you don't feel that way, you shouldn't say tachanun. It's mashma from the Rambam like that. You have it by, let's say a person says, should I say, we said in the first siman. You know, should I say Parshas Hamon? Should I say Parshas Arkeda? If you don't learn and feel what you're supposed to be feeling when you say Parshas Hamon and Parshas Arkeda, so no point. There's certain things that only have that should only be said if they truly reflect a feeling, or if you say them with a plan that you're working on the feeling, and you want them to saying it to help you create it. This is what I hold. Maybe others hold differently. Maybe other Rabbonim hold differently. Other Poskim. Maybe Rabbi Berkowitz holds differently. I don't know. Okay. Halavai, we should feel that way. With, you know, maybe we should start saying it. Maybe it'll. Stop the talking in the shul. Maybe we should get someone to make a beautiful sign. And put it in the shul and translate it into English, and someone will come in, and that'll be, maybe that's an idea. That would be an idea. Maybe. That would be a very good idea. But then, I'm a little cynical, I'm afraid. I'm not such a good. It's so like after a month, you'll stop seeing it even.
You have to change the color.
You have to change, yeah, put up a different color every month, right. Okay. But that's how the Mishnah Berurah starts off Hilchos Davening. That you have to create the proper feeling in shul. Very hard. It's very hard to run the people around. What?
Nobody started the siddur, never seen him.
Not the siddur based feeling.
No, that, yeah, this.
This forum has its face.
I don't know. If it'll work, then people will start saying it. It's more important to. All right. Good. Let's go. Again, let's learn the next Mishnah Berurah. Sifkot Malach. He's talking about Brichas HaShachar. So Seif Aleph in the Shulchan Aruch talks about Brichas HaShachar the way it's presented in the Gemara, that you make each bracha as you progress through the early morning, through your waking up process, and as you experience each benefit that the Brichas HaShachar speak of, is 15 Brichas HaShachar, as you experience each benefit, you make the bracha. Siv Beis will learn, will say that we assume our Yadayim are not Nikios when we experience the pleasure, and therefore we come to Shul and we say Brichas HaShachar, when the Sadr in Shul. So let's learn the first Mishnah Berurah, really. He says, Kol HaBrachas Eilu Hu Mishum Dosol Olodom Lehonos Menolom HaZebeli Bracha. This is not... The Mishnah Berurah doesn't mean, I don't think, he doesn't mean what he's saying literally, that these ought to be classified as Birchas Hanen. First of all, there's a very basic machlokas, whether you make these brachas, if you don't experience the benefit of them, but maybe you're making a bracha on Minhag HaOlam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed this tova to the world. So that's a basic machlokas that pops up, you know, in Tisha B'Av, pops up in various places in Shulchan Aruch, where the Hosli Kotsarki would be if you're not wearing shoes. I don't know, when we read that halacha, they say, what, wearing sneakers? Like, what's the shoes is leather. That protects the foot, it supports the foot. And if you, the other things are smartuten, are like wearing rigs around your feet, the Gemara says. Anyway, but the Mishnah Berurah here is talking conceptually. Even if you assume that the Birchas HaShachar are more of Birchas, what's called Birchas HaShvach, Birchas HaShevach, praise of Hashem, that He provides this thing for humanity, but still what the Mishnah Berurah says here is still, you know, it's just conceptually true, if not technically so, that it's Birchas HaNenin, and you're over an Isser if you get the benefit before you make the Bracha, etc., etc., all the ramifications of a true Birchas HaNenin. But he's talking conceptually, even if it's Birchas HaShevach, but it was instituted because of the idea that we shouldn't benefit from this world without a bracha. So that's why he says, Kol HaBrachos Eilu Hu Mishum Dosol Olodom Lehonos Menolom HaZebeli Bracha, Kol HaNenin Menolom HaZebeli Bracha Ki'ilu Mo'al, that's a famous statement. The Ramu Kor HaDodeh is the whole source of Birchas HaNenin. Ksiv Hashem Eretz Umloa, Uksiv Arsh Masalav Neyadav, Etiritzu the Gemara Bracha Sances, Lokashi Kan Kodim Bracha Kan Lachar Bracha, Ratzaloma Kodim Bracha Hi Lashem, Vasurim Lecha Kehekter Shehu Lashem, Vachar HaBracha, Hutar HaKol of Neyadam, He allows you to use it, V'yimkein Kivan Shekodim HaBracha Hi Lashem, Hari HaKol Kodesh Lashem, V'yesh Bo Me'ila, so to speak, Imnen Em Imenu, Kamo Betrumo Shehi Kodesh. It has to be, so to speak. There's no Me'ila in Truma. It means the Isser of benefiting from something Kadosh. From something Kadosh. That, the point the Gemara is making is that it's not just you're paying your dues. It's more than just Gezel. That's the point. The Gemara is making a point in calling it Kodesh or Moal. It's Hashem's. It's Kodesh. It's not just Gezel, that you're using something you don't have permission to use until you make a bracha. It's something that's not for your use at all. It's something that belongs. It's Rishus Hektish. It's Rishus Hektish. It's Rishus Hektish. That's more than Gezel. It's something that's Meyuchad Hashem, and it's not for your personal use. So that's the idea of Me'ila. Lafikach Tiknu Chachomenu Zal Bracha. I'll call Dover V'Dover Mehanhogas Olam Shodom Nanim Imenu. You know, you acknowledge, and all the bracha is really, is the acknowledgement that it's Hashem's, and like, that's all Hashem wants from you. He doesn't want you to be poded, like real like this, you want to use it, you have to be poded. You have to pay money and give another ear a fifth, if it's your hektish. He just wants you to acknowledge that it's his, and you're using, it's not kochi v'otzim yadi. It's not something that man produced. It's something that's bestowed upon us from Hashem. That's the limud every time we use something. That it's not, we didn't produce it, we didn't make it, it's not through our own, it's not through our own efforts that it exists. And that's what Hashem wants, that acknowledgement. Okay, so that's the foundation and the yisod of Birchus HaShachar. Even though, again, I said technically, as we go through the halachas, we'll see that maybe technically it's rather not Birchus HaNemen. Because there's various ramifications of something that's strictly speaking Birchus HaNemen, which may not exist by Birchus HaShachar. So Sifalas describes a person, is really saying over the Gemara, Chiyeo Mishnosa. So the Gemara is talking about something who may have Ruach Ra on his hands, but as we saw in the early part of Shulchan Aruch, Ruach Ra does not prevent you from making brachas or from davening. Yadayim She'ena Nekiyos does. But we're assuming for a moment, we're assuming for the purpose of this sif, that we're dealing with someone who does not have to assume that his Yadayim are not Nekiyos, although he may have Ruach Ra, but it's more important to make the bracha as soon as he gets the benefit. So Kshayeyo Mishnoso Yomar Elokai Neshomo Shenasatobi. He's L'chayra saying it before Al Netilas Yadayim and Asher Yotzar. We have to assume also that he's not, he doesn't have to go to the bathroom. If he has to go to the bathroom, he can't be making brachas anyway. So to us, it's like it's a moot issue almost. But what you see also is that in the time of the Gemara, like the Ikar Adin is, it's more important to make a lokai neshamos and asaka be in its proper time than to make it into a bracha slucha lachaverta, which we have that whole issue because it's not poseach b'baruch. But it's more important to say it at its proper time. We don't say that it's proper time anyway, and it's prime time, I should say. At the prime time to say it. We don't say it at its prime time, so we deal with the, so we try to make it bracha smucha lachaverta. Okay? So you woke up. So we know when you wake up, you say modani. The Gemara says when you wake up, you say alukai, neshamosh, and asatabi, tohuri, and you thank Hashem for giving you back your neshama. Mishnah Berurah speaks out, we're talking about the end of the sleep, tafka dot, sokshin or so, the locals mancha yokas, bezashar shatiya. Now, if you wake up in the middle of the night, you plan on going back to sleep. Ashinas kvar. I don't know about the snooze button. That's a good shayla. If you're hitting the snooze button, Mukhari, you should make a lakai neshama before you hit the snooze button. Yoimar, it depends. Some people hit the snooze button, it's just a reflex action. But the etzem alarm is Yoimar alakai kama neshama shenasatabi. As Mr. Bruce speaks out, Tzarech la'atzik bein alakai l'neshama. Meaning that, right, that you're referring to that. The Dine Birkas Alokai Neshama Shenasatabi Ayin Leobus and Avog Mishabrus and Kot Yudbeis. Okay. Shayishma Kolatarnagol Yavorech Hanosing Lasech Vivina. Again, there's a quote from the Gemara. So the Mishabrus speaks out. Like there's a whole bunch of things that come together. Halev Mikro Sech Vidulashana Mikro. It's a phrase in Pesach. That's one of the Havdolos, right? And Oran Choshech is Yom V'Layla, the Chumash says. So it's one of the Havdolos of which the Gemara in Yerushalmi says, you have to have intelligence to discern differences. It's very hard to define what intelligence is, but a good definition that I always work with is the ability to discern differences, to make chilukim, to realize chilukim. Menesha Hatanago Maven Gam came Zed, the Abishta Kadesh Baruch Hu put that innate intelligence, call it, that innate ability to discern the difference into a time of goal. The gam yesh bishmioso la odam ano shadeya shukar of the yom. Uba arvi koran la tarnagol sechvi. So you have all these things come together. Lachi tikmu brachazu bishmios kol la tarnagol. Okay, Shalovish Yivarech Malbush Arumim. When he gets dressed, even if you're wearing pajamas, but you get dressed in your regular clothing, Shneich Yodav Aleinov Yivarech Lokeach Ivrim. Mishnah Berurah says you're having a Ruach Ra, you're not supposed to really put it Aleinov literally, but when you become aware, when you rub the sleep out of your eyes, it probably means that's Lokeach Ivrim. Sheyeshev Yivarech Matar Asurim. Shazokif Yivarech Zokif Kefulfim. Shneich Ragel Boret Yivarech Rokarar Salamoyim. Shneil Menolov Yivarech Shasulikot Tzarki. Sholech Yivarech Hamechem Mitzadei Gover. It's a good thing anyway. You know, it's a pity we don't make the brachas this way. A pity, I mean, because if you make the brachas this way, you reflect upon every hana. And if you make it from a list, so you just say the Bichul HaShachar. You don't have time to reflect on each thing. If you make each thing when you're having the hana, so you end up reflecting on each hana. And if not, you just go through the Bichul HaShachar. And you hope you don't mix up... What?
Today is impossible.
No. We're going to learn in Tziv Beis. You can't do it today. But I'm speaking out what's lost. And it would be good when you say Bichul HaShachar to take... You know, let's assume for a moment we reflect for a second or two when we make a Baruch Pri Ha'etz. So when we make the Birchas HaShachar, we should also reflect on each bracha, on each hana. Shechoger Chagur Yivarech Ozer Yisrael B'Gvura. It's an Indian of Tznius. Hago Olove Shoavnei Tamatzik Bein Livu Erva. Shemesim Kovo Mitznefes Barosho, which again is a certain formality. Yivarech Oter Yisrael B'Sefara. That would include a Yarmulke too. Sheyitol Yodav Yivarech Anotilas Yodoyim, Sheyir Chatzponav Yivarech Amavr Sheina Meyenoi. That's really when you're getting the sleep out of your eyes. You know, you say it's just a figure of speech, but in the Mishnah Nedarim, when you want to make a nether not to sleep, you say Kainim Einai Mishina. Maybe it's more than just a figure of speech. Sleep, it relates to the eyes. But people sleep with their eyes open, no? They're not seeing anything. But in the Mishnah, it talks about sleep relating to the eyes. All the shyness of our brachas. The Rotson and Barakat Hashem Magomal Chasodim Tovim Lamo Yisrael. Ein Lano Zomon Acher Amar Vershena Meyenoi. Ach Sheyachlo Magomal Chasodim Tovim Lamo Yisrael. Shakol Brocha Achasi. Sivbei Zachzim Amnei Sheyna Yadayim Nikiyos. We assume our Yadayim after sleeping are not Nikiyos. The gamut may ame ho arotzos. Sheinam yoidim oisom. I'm sure when to make each bracha. Nagul asadrim beveis hakneses. To say each one. What about on the tilush adoyim? We learned about it early. That's Shiloh. What if on the tilush adoyim is included in that? Boinin omein achreyem. Which he's talking about if one person's making it for others. The yaitim yidei chaylosim. So the mechaber means we make it in shul, and the chazan is motzi everyone else. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out. Alright, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sifei malbush arumim, lav davka sheyoshein arum, elakim and shadam loivish malbush elyon, shalom avarach brachazu. Getting into your regular clothing. Aleno, Pirush, you're putting your hands on your eyes. Either they have cholok through a beged. Because of the Ruach Ra. Since Kotten Zion, Amechin, Ubaguda Kotzov Asher Hechin. Past tense, we won't go into that now. Avnate Tahochu Mechnesayim. Heino Avnate Shisker Ashul Chanorach Reisim and Sadakal. Avagab the Belos of Kaira Pirush, Avnate Wachagura. Okay, so but again, it's an Indian of Tznius. Ota Yisrael b'Sefara, Hiska Yisrael b'Brachazul v'chein bo'ezer Yisrael, Mashengim bo'acheres, Atam Shashor l'anos ha'olam, Shakol Shoven bo'hen, it's universal. Mashengim be'elu ha'shnaim, hein b'Yisrael l'chud, either Mishum Tznius, the Chagura, this is more specifically the Chagura, the Oze Yisrael Begura, Shlo Yeliba Roas Erva, You're saying the erva, that's like a different part of the body. That's the lower part of the body. That relates more to Gashmius. A pikabolo also, a person is the lower part of the body and the upper part of the body. And like it's, it should be a different world. The kova he b'shem tzniyus, b'lisa b'shabas taf kufin involved, kasi reishek, and they aim so demora. It creates Yerushamayim. It's symbolic of Yerushamayim. V'hirotzon shetagileinu b'sarasecha should be loshen rabim. Yudalef ma'agu l'sadim b'muta gam ha'antim avecha l'tila shadayim l'sadim b'meis ha'knesses. So we learned before about on the Tilish Adoyim. But I in our main, because the Mechaber's intention is that one person is being mighty everyone else. But the Yevet, if you don't answer Yotze, you say Bracha. But the Yevet, if you don't answer Amen, you Yotze, a Bracha that someone's being mighty you with, if you hear every word, and you have Kavana to be Yotze. So but the Yevet, you Yotze, even if you don't answer Amen. Yidei Cholvason, v'afilu l'boki motzi y'mechavim b'verchoso. He could be motzi even someone who could make the brachas himself, unlike Shmona Esrei in that regard. Ryan Liel, the slaves of Nandob, the Mogad Avram, Shevi B'shem Alabush, Lahachmi B'vichos HaShachar, She'eno motzi v'pochos me'asara, that it's like Shmona Esrei, that you cannot be motzi someone that's boki, unless there's a minion there. Ryan Lekama, well actually, Shmonesri, you can't be mostly someone that's Boki even by Azara. So that's even a more chomerdik, a more stringent Madrega. Al Kaponim, he brings down from the Mogan Avram that you can't be mostly a Boki unless there's Azara. Finally, Kamalism and Nutesiv, Dav will be a Ralacha Mashikisadnu, Odozer. Ubizvanenu, Haminich, Kalakam of Ark with Neatzmo. People make the Bracha themselves. Neina Shatz Mosi Shimodam. We don't have this system where someone's motzi everyone else in Bichas HaShachar, we make the bracha ourselves.